Tonight, it's the semifinals of the boys' D19 sub-district tournament in Kearney. Game 1 features top-ranked Elm Creek taking on Wilcox Hildreth. Game 2 features 5th-ranked Overton battling Amherst. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Penetration here by Johnson, and Johnson lost the basketball. Turnover, pass up ahead, on the drive, Tanner Ryan, and Ryan will score, and he's fouled!
These four squads were the top four seeds in this year's Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and none have less than 15 wins this season. Two more teams will add a big win tonight and advance to Thursday's final. It's the D19 Sub-District Tournament coming up next, but first a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushker live from Gope Gymnasium in Kearney Catholic right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And welcome to Kearney Catholic. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Let's take a quick look at your 5 points bank starting lineups. Number 4, Gabe Hubbard for Elm Creek. Number 12, Austin Fraser. Number 20, Zach Johnson. Number 22, Nick Crowley. And number 40, Jake Barling. Over for Wilcox Hildreth, number 4, Yvonne Damadog. Number 5, Matt Heinrichs. Number 14, Ty Bennett. Number 24, Tristan Farley. And number 41, Shane Farley. And we're ready to go. That was the 5 points bank starting lineups. Wilcox Hildreth wins the tip. And they'll drive to the basket. Shot up and good there for Jake Bartling. Jake Bartling with a quick 2-0. Elm Creek on top in this one. Wilcox Hildreth did not win the tip. They are wearing their black uniforms. Yesterday they were wearing their whites. So now Wilcox Hildreth with the ball at the top of the key. Sets a screen there on the right side. Inside now, low post. Picks up his dribble there is Farley. Farley kicks it out to Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives it off to Ty Bennett. Ty Bennett's baseline jumper shot up, no good. Rebound out to him. He'll try a long two now. They'll give him a three in, out of bounds, tipped out, and it'll be a turnover there for Wilcox Hildreth. So 2-0 early in this one. Elm Creek on top. They'll take it across the timeline now. Gets it into the hands of Bailey Schoenhofer. Now it's on the right wing, back to Schoenhofer. Into the corner now, driving baseline, kicks it out. Dribbles between his legs, Zach Johnson. Johnson to the top of the key to Bartling. Bartling dishes it off to his teammate Fraser. Fraser goes to the line, That was Crowley. Crowley drives to the line, gets fouled there. He'll head to the line and shoot two. First team foul on Wilcox Hildreth. First free throw is up and good for Nick Crowley. Foul was on Tristan Farley, his first personal. Second free throw up and good for Nick Crowley. 2 points for Nick. 4-0 lead now for the Buffaloes. Bennett will break the timeline, take it himself. Try to find a man there, he'll turn the ball over. Second turnover now for Wilcox Hildreth on the day. Elm Creek will take it across with Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard will find Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer inside, turns the ball over. Wilcox Hildreth with it now. It's Dimmadog. Dimmadog had a good game last night in the bunny bracket matchup. Dribbling on that right side now. Picks up his dribble there. Tries to find his man inside. Another pass back door. Shot up, blocked. Second shot up and good. Shot up and good there for Tristan Farley. He was fouled on the play as well. He'll head to the free throw line. Foul was on 22. Nick Crowley, his first personal, team's first as well. Nice move there. Wilcox-Hildreth. Tristan Farley, his free throw up, no good. Elm Creek now going the other way with it. Top of the key now. Driving baseline, that's Crowley. Crowley picks it up there, gets it out to Hubbard. Hubbard inside now to Bartling. Bartling back out to Crowley. Top of the key now to Johnson. Johnson inside to Crowley. Crowley, 4-foot jumper up and good. Easy bucket there for Nick. 6-2 lead now, Elm Creek. Bennett's will break the timeline, get it over to the point guard, Yvonne Dimmadog. Working on that left side now. Back to Bennett's. Bennett's, Wilcox-Hildreth running their offense. Got a man-to-man now for Elm Creek. Bennett's thought about a three, picked up his dribble there, thinks better of it. Gets it into the corner to Heinrichs. Heinrichs picks up his dribble, gets it to Bennett's. Bennett's now trying to make something. Gets it over to Dimmadog. Dimmadog back to Bennett's, excuse me. And this one will be tried inside, and it'll be turned over. Third turnover now on Wilcox-Hildreth. Going the other way quickly is Zach Johnson, and they're going to give him the bucket and a foul, a blocking foul, underneath the basket. It was a 50-50 call, and they're going to give it to Elm Creek. Zach Johnson will head to the free throw line, checking into the game now for Wilcox-Hildreth. Number 23, Dalton Penny. Again, at the free throw line, Elm Creek. First free throw up and no good. Rebound to Bennett's. Wilcox-Hildreth now will get it across the timeline. Dimmadog gets it over to Bennett's. Bennett's dribbling with his left hand, spins, goes right, tries to go baseline now, met with a defender. Dribbles all the way back to the other side. He'll take a three there. Shot up and good. Ty Bennett's from downtown cuts the Elm Creek lead to 3, 8-5 Buffaloes. Johnson will break the timeline. Go in all by himself and get the easy two. Zach Johnson, 4 points on the game now. 10-5 lead. Buffalo's doubling up the Falcons. Dimmadog on the left side. Guarded there by Johnson. Now he's on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Tries to find his teammate inside, Heinrichs. Heinrichs finds Farley, Shane Farley, one of the two Farleys for Wilcox-Hildreth. His shot up and good. Beautiful inside move there, post move for Shane Farley. Gets his first two again. 10-7 now, one possession game. Elm Creek on top. Ball's on the right side now. Now it's at the top of the key for Bartling. Bartling tries to go inside to his teammate Nick Crowley. Crowley will be fouled there, and he'll head to the free throw line as well. Nice look inside from Bartling to Crowley, and he'll head to the line and shoot two. Foul, I believe, was on Dalton Penny. It was his first personal. First free throw up and good for Nick Crowley. Third team foul on the Falcons already. Checking into the game for Elm Creek now. Number 24, Nick Mostek. Second free throw up and good again for Crowley. Crowley having a good game so far. 6 points for the Buffaloes. Dimmadog takes it slowly across the timeline. Finds Fouts in the corner. Dax Fouts drives baseline. Shot up and blocked there. Quickly going the other way, Elm Creek now. Ball's at the top of the key. They've got numbers. A man's down on the floor. Up now, Austin Fraser with it. Fraser inside to Crowley. Crowley shot up, no good. Rebound to Shane Farley. Just a 5-point game here early. 2:55 to go in this one. Bennett's thought about a three. Passes it up to Dimmadog. Inside, we'll have a foul. I believe it'll be on Fraser for Elm Creek. Away from the ball. Second team foul, first on Austin. Wilcox-Hildreth will take the ball out underneath their own basket now. Down by 5 with the ball. Gets it in quickly to Shane Farley. Shane Farley gives it right back to him. Now it's at the top of the key for Dimmadog. Inside to Farley. Farley nearly turns it over there. Shane Farley shot up for two. Shot up in and out. No good. And rebound will be tied up there. No, it'll be taken away by Jake Bartling. Jake Bartling gets the rebound. Numbers now for Elm Creek. Bartling trying to drive the lane. Loses control, but it's right to Crowley, and Crowley's fouled again. He'll head to the free throw line again. 4 for 4 so far for Nick Crowley from the free throw line. Foul was on Shane Farley, his first, team's fourth already in this one. 2:23 to go, 12-7. Elm Creek on top. We'll have substitutions here after the first free throw, which is up and good again. Crowley doing well, 7 points so far. Checking into the game now for Elm Creek, 32, Austin Stolp. First action he's seen today. Second free throw up for Crowley and good again. 8 points, 6 of them from the free throw line. He's perfect there as well. Dimmadog will break the timeline now. Gets it over to Bennett. Bennett's on the right wing. Gets it back to Dimmadog. 14-7 lead right now for Elm Creek. Ball's inside. Pump fake there. Shot up and good. Nice move there by Shane Farley. Getting the easy two. Cuts the lead to 5. Zach Johnson now with it. Dishes it off to Mostek. Mostek gets it into the right wing now. It's in Johnson's hand. Now quickly to the other side to Stolp. Stolp picks it up near the elbow. Gets it out to Frazier. Frazier walks with it. Took an extra step. Tried to make a move. Forgot to dribble the ball. He'll turn the ball over. First turnover, I believe, for Elm Creek so far. So good job of them managing their possessions. 14-9 lead. Checking in out of the game now is Dimmadog. For Wilcox Hildreth into the game, Marshall Jeldon. Slowly across the timeline now is Bennett. Bennett nearly walked with it there. Gets it to Farley. Shane Farley back to Bennett. Bennett will run the offense at the top of the key. 1:20 to go in this one. Ball's in the corner now to Jeldon. Jeldon inside. Pump fake there. Shot up and good. Same exact play as last time. Same exact result for Farley. Shane Farley with another 2-6 on the game now for him. Cuts the lead to 3 again. Elm Creek now with it. Zach Johnson picks it up at the spike line. Gets it into the right wing. Now Bartling has it at the top of the key. Dishes it over to Mostek. Mostek gives it back to Johnson. Johnson now with it. Probably going to go for one shot here. Will Elm Creek, unless they get a good look. And nearly turned it over there. Gathered in by Mostek. Now Johnson. Johnson with it in the corner now. Gets it to Schoffenhover. Johnson working on Bennett's. Tries to drive the lane. He's going to be walking with it. He'll turn the ball over. Turn the ball over again. The second turnover now for the Buffaloes. So now Wilcox Hildreth will likely settle for one last shot. Under 30 to go in this one. 14-11, Elm Creek with the lead. D19 Sub-District Semifinal, ESPN Radio. Bennett working on his man, gets it to Jeldon. Jeldon getting guarded there nicely by Frazier. Bennett now has it, gets it back to Jeldon. Jeldon with 9 seconds, needs to get something, gets it to Bennett. Bennett is going to try and drive baseline, shoots a long two, nothing but air there, save there, and it'll be pushed off of Farley. Bartling went up for it and knocked it off of Bartling, so it'll be a turnover for Wilcox Hildreth, fourth of the game so far. Shot at the buzzer for Elm Creek at half court. No good there. Long three for Johnson was no good. So that'll do it for the first period of play. Right now, Elm Creek on top, 14-11. You're listening to ESPN 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the second quarter action next.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School. Jeff Babel shortly will be joined by Randy Bushcutter. Grant Sparks back in the studio. D19 semifinal, big matchup here. Wilcox Hildreth will likely need, they will need, to win out if they have any chance of making the state tournament. They are sitting 11th in the power point, but in a loaded D19 sub-district where they were the 3 seed. Elm Creek sitting pretty right now. So is Overton. Overton would like to win their way in, but right now Elm Creek sitting nice in the power points, but they're only up by 3 in here, so they got plenty of work to do. Wilcox Hildreth will inbound the ball now on the far baseline to start the second half into Dimmadong. Dimmadong back into the game. Picks up his dribble there. Gets it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs will turn that ball over. 2-on-1 now for Elm Creek, and a foul. Foul hard there was Johnson. Johnson will head to the free throw line. He was fouled there by Heinrichs, his first, team's 5th. Of the game, 14-11 again. Excuse me, that was his second personal foul on Heinrichs. First free throw up and good for Johnson. Johnson's got 5 on the game. Second free throw up and good as well. Elm Creek shooting their free throws really well tonight. Up by 5 now. Dimmadog breaks the timeline. Dribbles out right hand now. Tries to go inside of the low post to Heinrichs. Heinrichs shut up and good. Beautiful move by Heinrichs. Working low post. Easy right hand layup. Again, another 3-point deficit for Wilcox Hildreth. Elm Creek now with the ball. Crowley has it on the right wing. Now it's over to Hubbard. Top of the key to Johnson. Johnson will find a cutting Nick Crowley. Crowley layup and in. Nice job there by Crowley. Moving away from the basketball, finding an open seam, getting the ball and laying it up. 18-13, Buffaloes on top right now. Dimmadog working one-on-one with Johnson. Finds an open man in the corner. That was Fouts. Fouts passes it up for Heinrichs. Now it's back to Dimmadog. Gets a screen there from Heinrichs. Working on that left side. Tries to drive baseline. Tries to find a man, turns the ball over. 6th turnover now for Wilcox Hildreth. 2-on-3 for Elm Creek. Kick it out into the corner for Gabe Hubbard for 3. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Shane Farley, for Elm Creek. Long 3 in that one would have been a big 3. Would have made it an 8-point ball game. Right now it's only 5 and a foul away from the ball. And it'll be on Elm Creek. I believe that was on Schoenhofer. His first, just the team's 3rd though, so no real foul trouble so far for Elm Creek. Baseline 3-pointer, no good there in the corner for Heinrichs. Rebound to Johnson. Johnson now with it, dishes it off, finds the open man. That was Hubbard. Hubbard with his first 2 of the game. 20-17 Elm Creek. Heinrichs now picks up his dribble. Man-to-man defense for Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth slows the pace down. They used their offense to their advantage last night, using their slower pace, 42-29 victory. Heinrichs now, dribbling left side, tries to find the lane. Cut off there. Finds Farley now to Dimmadog. Dimmadog on the left side. Works one-on-one against Hubbard. 5:30 to go in this one, 20-13. Dimmadog. Posting up near the top of the key. Picks up his dribble there. Finds a wide open Fouts in the corner. Shot up no good from 3. rebound to Crowley. And Elm Creek now with it. Johnson takes it himself, lays it up and in off the glass. Easy two for Johnson. Hard work there got paid off. 22-13 now Buffalo's largest lead of this game. 9-point margin. Dimmadog now working against Johnson. Inside to Farley. Farley's hooked on the arm there. And it'll be a foul on Elm Creek, their fourth. And that was on Jake Bartling, just his first. Into the game now, Mostick for the Buffaloes. Wilcox-Hildreth will inbound this ball into the corner. Now get it to the top of the key to Bennett's. Bennett's drives right side, crosses his man over there. Now he's got it at the top of the key. Shot fake there, drives baseline, picks it up at the elbow. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Crowley. Crowley will pull that one down. 4:30 to go in this one. Shot up, blocked there by Farley. Rebound out to Crowley. And a turnover now for Elm Creek, just their third of the game. Nice job by Farley getting the block shot there. Elm Creek still up 9, 4:20 to go. Dimmadog working on that right side. Three-pointer from the top of the key. Bennett's another but net. Ty Bennett's nails the three, cuts the lead down to 6. Elm Creek with it now. Top of the key, Crowley. Crowley over into the corner to Mostick. Back to Johnson. Johnson on the right side. Drives left side, pulls up at the elbow, fakes the shot there. Now it's into the corner. Mostick with it. Three-pointer at the top of the key. Johnson, nothing but net. Three-pointer for Johnson. Zach Johnson with a hot first half so far. 11 points on the game. Wilcox-Hildreth now looks inside, turns the ball over. A 9-point deficit for Wilcox-Hildreth. Wide open for three was Fraser. Fraser thought about it, drove baseline instead, missed that one. Picked up his own rebound. Now it's at the top of the key to Johnson. Johnson to the right side. That's Crowley. Crowley inside. Beautiful look. Finds Fraser. Fraser with an easy two. 27-16. Biggest lead of the game so far. 9 for Elm Creek. And that'll cause for a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Wilcox-Hildreth takes it. We'll take it with him. Back in 1 minute on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
And back at Kearney Catholic, Wilcox-Hildreth will inbound this ball. Driving baseline is Farley. Farley shot up no good. And getting the rebound was Elm Creek. Foul will be on Farley as well, over the back, or push call, as it is actually called. Second foul on Tristan Farley. Sixth team foul on Wilcox-Hildreth. So bonus time now for Elm Creek when they hit the free throw line next. Crowley with his fourth rebound already. They're going to try and find him on the inside. He works left baseline. Shot up good with the left hand. Beautiful move there by Nick Crowley. 12 points for him in this first half. Bennett's now working with it. He'll shoot a three from the corner. Shot up back of the iron. No good. Rebound Crowley for Elm Creek. He'll find a streaking Zach Johnson on the left side. Johnson now works against Bennett. So go into the lane, spin move there, shot up and good as well for Johnson. Johnson playing well as well. 13 for him. So Johnson and Crowley right now putting up big numbers for Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth trailing now, 31-16. Ball out of bounds off of Fraser. So Wilcox Hildreth will retain possession. 15-point lead for the Buffaloes. Dimmadog with it now. Gets it over to Bennett. Bennett works baseline. Now gets it to the top of the key to Heinrichs. Heinrichs picks up his dribble on the right side. Now finds Bennett. Bennett will whip it to the other side to Dimmadog. Back to the top now to Bennett. Heinrichs now with it on the right side. Back to Dimmadog. Wilcox Hildreth working that perimeter offense. Bennett will fake the three, go inside. Now dish it out for three for Heinrichs. Heinrichs misses it, no good. Crowley with a sixth rebound of the first half for Elm Creek. Elm Creek now with it. Johnson drives straight through the lane. Floater up and good for Johnson. Johnson's been hot in this first half. Making a lot more than he misses now. 33-16, Elm Creek with the lead. Baseline, Penny takes it. Penny will dish it out. Long three-pointer there for Bennett. Bennett's shut up. Bank. Bank was open for him. Rolled around a couple times as well, but it falls. Bennett's third three-pointer of the game. He's got nine for Wilcox Hildreth. Under a minute to go in this one. Johnson on the right side. Inside to Crowley. Crowley tied up there by Dimmadog. Possession arrow will be with Elm Creek. So they'll retain possession. No turnover on the play. 47.9. A lot of action going in this first half. Elm Creek will inbound it. Mostek has it in the corner now to Johnson. Johnson back to Bartling at the top. Shot fake there. Johnson dribbling left side. Pulls up at the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Bennett. Bennett with 30 seconds to go. Slow the offense down. Play for one. Bennett's there. Right at the spike line. Guarded by Fraser. Now it's over to Dimmadog. Dimmadog with 15. Back to Bennett. Bennett is going to look for a screen. He'll take it the other way. Give it to Dimmadog with 8 seconds. Back to Bennett. Bennett drives baseline off his leg. 3 seconds into the corner. Double dribbles with it. And a turnover for Wilcox Hildreth. Their eighth so far in this game. 1.8 to go. Elm Creek will inbound it from the far baseline. So they'll have to get a long throw here if they want to get up a shot before halftime. Ball will be inbounded to Johnson. Johnson lets it roll. Picks it up. Shot from half court at the buzzer. Backboard and no good for Johnson. But a heck of a good look with 1.8 to go in this one. We're at halftime. 33-19. Your halftime score. Elm Creek, the Buffaloes on top of Wilcox Hildreth, the Falcons at the half. We'll crunch the numbers. We'll give you the halftime stats. Preview the second game and a lot more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. You're listening to ESPN 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's set the scene for you real quick. One-seeded Elm Creek leading the four-seed Wilcox Hildreth. The second matchup in this game will be in this sub-district will be Overton and Amherst. The 2-3 Overton right now, 19-4 in the year, sitting sixth in the power points. So they're close to a wild card, but they probably want to try and win their way in just to be safe. Elm Creek sitting third right now, comfortable with the lead here and probably with the wild card, but they want to, again, control your destiny. Just win when you get to the finals. Don't let your season rest on somebody else. So Wilcox Hildreth, again, sitting 11th in power points, but they need to win out to get into the state tournament, and they're right now trailing at the half 33-19. We'll take another break. We'll get you the rest of the numbers here in the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We'll be back in 90 seconds on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. 33-19 here, 38-20 Gibbon leading Broken Bow at the half. 38-20 Gibbon leading Broken Bow in the half on our sister station. Classic hits 98-9. Let's look at the numbers first for Elm Creek. Elm Creek shooting very well from the field. They were led in scoring by Zach Johnson. He had 15. Nick Crowley, the man inside, with 12. He finished with 6 rebounds as well and was a perfect 6-for-6 from the line. Nick Crowley, Zach Johnson leading the way for the Buffaloes. They did get a bucket each from Gabe Hubbard, Austin Fraser, and Jake Bartling. If we go over now to Wilcox Hildreth, they were led by Ty Bennett. He made 3 straight three-pointers there for the Falcons and 6 points for Shane Farley. Shane Farley with 6 very big points, 3 great looks from the low block, 6 for Shane, all in the first quarter now. Matt Heinrichs and Tristan Farley did throw in a pair of baskets as well, or a single basket, a pair of points for Matt and Tristan. Leading rebounders was Bennett's with 3 and Farley with 2 and Shane Farley with 2, Tristan Farley with 1, 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Were the Falcons, they did turn the ball over 8 times, so probably want to clean up that as well. Elm Creek was only turned over 3 times in that first half. No real foul trouble for either team. Elm Creek doesn't have a single player with 2. Wilcox Hildreth does have a pair with 2. Tristan Farley and Matt Heinrichs each in just a small bit of foul trouble, but no real foul trouble for the Falcons. Again, 33-19 here. We'll take a break. We'll get you some more numbers and preview the next game between Overton and Amherst, next on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back. Again, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, 33-19 at the half. Elm Creek on top. And this one will preview the second matchup tonight. Overton, the 2-seed, and Amherst, the 3-seed. They did meet earlier in the year at Amherst, 66-62 victory for Overton. So it should be another good matchup there, you'd think. These teams, these four Kearney Conference teams, Randy Bushcutter joins me now, joining me. They seem to be playing each other a lot. Overton and Elm Creek, probably the two clear favorites, and Wilcox Hill is struggling in this first half. But I think it truly could be anybody's district.
And that is one of the unfortunate things for Overton, and the fact that they lost twice this year to Elm Creek. What that means is you're the two seed, which means you got to take on Amherst. And Amherst has clearly been, I think, the number three team within the conference, and probably a much tougher draw for Overton. But that's exactly what you get when you win those battles through the course of the year. You end up being seeded a little bit higher. That is the benefit. So Overton, to win the sub district, they're going to have to beat both Amherst and Elm Creek, and that is not an easy task at all for anybody. And so this is one of the tougher classes, one of the toughest sub districts in class D1.
Yeah, I was looking at the PowerPoints earlier. Clearly, I think the toughest as well. If we look at the PowerPoints right now, Howells, Dodge, and North Platte State Pats are your top two. Elm Creek would be third. So I think if Elm Creek stumbles, they would be pretty much guaranteed a wild card unless those top two teams fall. Unlikely that would happen. You never know. In girls, action, the number one and the three loss, so it's possible as well. Overton sitting in sixth behind St. Mary's and Lourdes Central Catholic. So Overton, a win here in the second game against Amherst could only help and get them more power points. You don't want to lose tonight in the semifinal. If you're going to lose, you want to lose in the district final. So we're about ready for tip-off. We'll take one last break, 30-second break. We'll be back in 30 on ESPN 1460. No, we'll keep it here. They're ready to go. There's 30 on the clock. They say we're ready to go, and we are as well. Dimmadog has it now for Wilcox Hildreth. He's pushed there on the baseline. Was Dimmadog. Foul was going to be on Hubbard, I believe.
Ravenna, comfortable lead over Stapleton McPherson County, 52-12 at halftime.
Jeez.
I think they got that one in the bag.
Hubbard with his first foul, first team foul, obviously, of the first or the second half. Excuse me, Dimmadog with it now into the corner, gets it to Farley. Farley at the top of the elbow, shot up and no good. Shane Farley with that one. Back of the iron, goes over the backboard, and a turnover for Wilcox Hildreth. Now Elm Creek will take it. Johnson with the ball. Gets it into the corner to Crowley. Crowley now to Hubbard. Hubbard finds Johnson. Johnson goes left side on the lane. Floater up. Back of the iron. No good. Rebound Bartling. Bartling skies high. Gets it. And shot up. And he is fouled as well. Going up for the two. So he'll head to the free line. First time we'll see Jake at the line. Again, Elm Creek, a perfect job at the free throw line in that first half. Bartling will try to add to it now. Foul was on Farley, his second foul. First free throw up and good. for Bartling.
And that's what good teams do. They will make their free throws. They will do those little things necessary to be the top-ranked team in the state.
Second free throw up and good for Elm Creek. 35-19 lead now in this one over Wilcox Hildreth. 7:19 to go in this one. Dimmadog gets it to Bennett. Bennett's three-pointer, top of the key, back of the iron, no good. Rebound, last touch at the top of the key by Hubbard. Good hustle there by Gabe Hubbard. Putting pressure on Wilcox Hildreth now. Inbounding to Dimmadog at the top of the key. He'll go left side. Shot up there, blocked by Bartling. Rebound to Hubbard. Hubbard now in transition, finds Johnson. Johnson shot up, no good. Crowley with this rebound. His shot put back, no good. Rebound and fouled was Wilcox Hildreth. Tristan Farley pulled down that rebound, was fouled by Bartling. No, excuse me, that foul was on Crowley, his second personal foul. So first Elm Creek Buffalo with two fouls, two team fouls now on the Buffaloes in the second half. Dimmadog will cross the timeline. Working against Hubbard there. Hubbard, good defensive pressure on that near sideline. Pokes it out of bounds off of Hubbard, so Wilcox Hildreth will retain possession. 6:44 to go in this one. Inbound now. Dimmadog plays around with it there, gets it over to Bennett. Bennett works left side, now gets it to Farley. Farley, pump fake there, shot up off the glass and good. Shot up and good for Farley. Believe that's his 8th points of the game.
Yep, 8.
Good job inside. Inside now for Elm Creek, shot up and good as well for Jake Bartling. Bartling having a good game as well. Just playing a lot of good defense out there. I believe 4 points now for him.
6, and that was a great pass by Schonfer to set it up.
Yep, 4 for him from the field, 2 at the free throw line. Bennett's now with it for Wilcox Hildreth. Dribbles right side, gets it to Dimmadog. He'll back it out now. 37-21 in this one. Elm Creek with the lead. Baseline shot up by Bennett's, no good. Rebound inside for Tristan Farley. Tristan Farley misses it, gets his own rebound, and is fouled. He'll head to the line now. Shane Farley, that was Tristan Farley. 2 Farleys out there, both at the same time. First free throw for him is up and no good. Good teams make their free throws. Wilcox Hildreth now right now, I believe 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Not getting there very much as well. Second free throw up, and that is no good either. Back of the iron, no good. Schoenhofer pulls down that rebound. Whips it quickly to Johnson. Johnson on the right side. Gets it to Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer back to Johnson now. 3-pointer, top of the key, nothing but nylon. 40-21 now, the lead for the Buffaloes. Wilcox Hildreth quickly down the right side trying to get something going. Down by 19 in this one. 5:25 to go. Bennett. He'll get it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, 3-pointer, no good. And it'll be off of Bartling, so Wilcox Hildreth will retain possession in this one. 40-21, a big spurt here for Elm Creek to start this second half, extending their halftime lead. Inbounded now to Farley. Farley on the right block. Shot up there, rolls around and in. Shane Farley, another 2 for him, 40-23 now. Elm Creek now with it, breaking the timeline. Johnson picks up his dribble there, gets it to Crowley. Crowley, 3-pointer for Johnson, now left wing, shot up and good. Elm Creek hitting back-to-back threes now, extending their lead to 20. 43-23, Wilcox Hildreth now needs a basket. Dimmadog lurks on the left side, guarded there by Johnson. Johnson not giving him much. Good trapping defense there by Hubbard as well. Dimmadog on the left side. Tries to find Farley inside. Gets a screen from him there. Goes inside. Up and under. Beautiful move.
Ooh, that's tough.
Dimmadog going up. He's a short one too, Dimmadog. Only 5'6", but went inside against a couple post players for Elm Creek. Got a 2 there. Now Elm Creek with it. Johnson at the top of the key. Over to Crowley. Top of the key to Schoenhofer. inside to Bartling. Bartling nearly had it turned over, then saved to him. Three-pointer now for Crowley. Back of the iron, no good. Heat check there, just missed it. Was Crowley. Rebound to Tristan Farley. Now Dimmadog will take this one. 3:30 to go in this one. Good defense there by Zach Johnson. Now Heinrichs will take this one, or excuse me, that's Bennett's, and he'll make the basket and get fouled with the body and get the two, and he'll head to the line. Foul was on Jake Bartling, I believe. No, it was on Schoenhofer, just Schoenhofer's second foul.
That was a great drive because, again, he's such an accurate three-point shooter that they kind of have to come out on him. If you can penetrate a few times, that'll make you a little bit more open when you have to shoot those threes.
He's not afraid to get to the
That was on Bartling, by the way.
It was on Bartling. I looked too quickly on my look up at the scoreboard, and the free throw was missed. Rebound out to Crowley. Now Elm Creek will work it ahead. Tipped out and out of bounds off of Dimmadog. So Elm Creek will retain possession. Now checking into the game for Wilcox Hildreth. Dalton Penny in for Bennett. Bennett will take a seat in this one. Now Elm Creek with it. Johnson on the right side. He gets it to the top of the key. Mostek with it there. Mostek now gets it back to Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key. He'll go left side. Kicks it to Mostek. Mostek in the corner now for Frazier. Frazier to Johnson. Now Bartling with it. Back to Frazier. Frazier will work it on the right side. Now it's on the left side. Inside to Crowley. Crowley shot up and good. Just lobbed it inside of the big man. He's shooting a high percentage down there. He gets another two there. 45-27. Elm Creek with the lead. Wilcox Hildreth now will try to do something on their end. Dimmadog finds Jeldon. Jeldon on the right side. Inside to Fouts. Now Jeldon on the outside. Left-handed three-pointer. Nothing but net. Off the bench. Marshall Jeldon with a big three-pointer there, cuts it to 15. 2:28 to go in this one. Elm Creek up by 15, just looking for good shots now. Comfortable lead in this one. Johnson kicks it on the left side to Mostek. Mostek on the left side now to Crowley. Crowley one-on-one there. Goes baseline, easy shot, up and in, two-pointer, another two for him.
16 in the game, and again, they're not just milking the clock. They're looking to still score here. They're not just trying to not lose the game. They're still actively trying to win it.
Crowley comes in averaging 13-6. He's already matched those totals here in the third quarter. Wilcox Hildreth now will take it with Farley. Farley working on the right side in the post. Shot up no good. Crowley with another rebound. And gets it out to Johnson. Zach Johnson will work for it. Get it inside. Misses his layup there. And rebounded there by Penny. Penny will find Dimmadog. Over to Jeldon. Back to Dimmadog. Fouts is open for three. Doesn't take it. Gets it back to Dimmadog. Now over to Fouts again. Gets a screen there. Tries to run the pick and roll. Tipped away there, but maintained in by Shane Farley. Shane Farley now working against Bartling. Shot up, no good. And Bartling will pull down the big rebound and get it ahead for Elm Creek. Johnson with it. Finds an open Nick Crowley for three, and that's up and in. He's hot, Randy.
That's exactly what we're talking about. When you've got a good open look, go ahead and take it. And Crowley strokes into three to push the lead back out to 20.
50-30 with under a minute to go in this one. Wilcox Hildreth down in the game with the ball. Farley working on the post against Bartling. Shot up, gets a foul. He'll head to the free throw line, I believe. Nope, they're going to say it was before the shot.
Well, he was on the ground, but that was a good ball fake to get Bartling in the air. And I think Bartling's the one that's going to be called for the foul. They haven't put it up yet. I think that'll be his third.
That is on him. It'll be his third. So Bartling, I believe, will stay in the game here. Nope, they're going to substitute him out. Couple new players in for Elm Creek. Looks like Hubbard's in there as well. Wilcox Hildreth now inbounds the ball to Farley. Farley with it in the baseline three-point corner. Now he drives baseline trying to get something going. And it looks like, oh, it's saved in there. Nice job of saving it was Jeldon. Now Jeldon has it on the left side. Inside, shot up there, front of the iron, no good. That was Penny. Penny put back there by Fouts, no good. And it'll be a foul on the rebound. Bailey Schoenhofer came away with a rebound, but he was fouled there by Dalton Penny. His second. Team second as well. 20 seconds to go in this one. 20-point lead for Elm Creek. Hubbard with it. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Last shot here will be for Elm Creek. They'll whip it over to Hubbard. Hubbard on the left side. Working against. And it's turned over now. Wilcox Sheldrick gets a chance. Jeldon with it. Shot up. No, he doesn't quite get a shot off. Good pressure there by Hubbard after he had turned the ball over. And 50-30 is now the lead after three quarters of play here in the D19 sub-district final. 50-30, Elm Creek on top of Wilcox Sheldrick. We'll have the fourth quarter action next.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And we're back at Kearney Catholic High School for the D19 sub-district semifinal. Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth, 50-30. Elm Creek on top with this one and with the ball. Johnson now working against Bennett. Whips it across to Hubbard. Hubbard shot up from three, no good. Bennett will whip that rebound down. He'll take it himself. Now it gets to Heinrichs on the left side. They're going to try and inbound it to Farley, and it's turned over there. Another turnover against Wilcox Hildreth. Johnson now with the ball. Gets it to Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer gets it to Crowley. Crowley gets it to Bartling. Bartling, big man for three. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound to Bennett. Bennett's quickly going down the other side. Pulls up from about six there. Shot up, no good. Bartling with another rebound. And just about turned over there. Good hustle there by Bennett, but unable to turn the Buffaloes over. They'll retain possession in the corner now to Crowley. Crowley having a good game, finds a cutting Hubbard, and Hubbard is fouled. Nice pass there by Nick Crowley, not only scoring the ball, but doing a good job finding the open man as well. Foul will be on Wilcox Hildreth. That will be on number 14.
I think that was on Bennett's with the reach. I think it's only his first.
Yeah, just his first. I couldn't find my roster real quick. Shot up and good for Hubbard. First free throw, second free throw also good. 52-30 now. Buffalo's on top. And Bennett's will take this one across the timeline. Gets it to Jeldon. Jeldon, three-pointer early in the game. That one up, no good. Rebound to Bartling, and he'll be fouled there by Mostek. No, excuse me, wrong roster. That'd be Tristan Farley. His third.
And a little frustration there in terms of they understand how much they have to push things.
Yep.
And when that foul's called, they were just kind of disappointed that they aren't going to have that opportunity to cut into the lead.
Well, down 22, each basket's important. They realize that, and they're pressing a little bit too much. But Elm Creek gives them a break here, turning the ball over via a walk. And so down 22. Bennett will take this one. He'll be guarded there by Schoenhofer. Gets a screen there. Now goes left side. Spins out of it. Working on the left side. Now gets it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs finds Jeldon. Jeldon back to Bennett. Bennett's three-pointer left side. Front of the iron. No good. Rebound. Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer for Elm Creek. Rips that one down. He'll take it himself across the timeline. 6:07 to go in this one. 52-30. Elm Creek with the lead. Crowley with it. Top of the key. Finds Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer, top of the key to Bartling. Bartling gives it back to Schoenhofer. Schoenhofer trying to cut into the lane, turns it over there. Jeldon steals that one away. Wilcox Yodith quickly now the other side. Bennett's two-pointer shot up no good. Farley with the rebound, and he's fouled. Going for two free throws. So Tristan Farley will head to the free throw line. Foul is on Crowley, his third personal and sixth on the Buffaloes. First free throw for Farley. Front of the iron, no good. Tristan Farley averaging 8 a game. 6'4" sophomore. Gets a second chance from the line. His second one rims in and out, no good. Rebound Crowley. Crowley probably nearing double-digit rebounds in this one. He'll get the ball now at the top of the key. Gets it to Schoenhofer. Inside to Bartling. Now Hubbard with it, driving. Finds the open man. Defense collapsed on him. Now it's back out to the top of the key. Hubbard with it. Guarded there by Jeldon. Gets it inside to Bartling. Bartling posting up. Picks up his dribble there. Gets cut off, so he'll dish it back out to the perimeter to Johnson. Johnson with 5:12 to go in this one. Gets it in the corner to Crowley. Now Bartling. Bartling on one-on-one there. Gets it into the corner. Shot up in the corner. No good from three. Rebound to Bartling. Crowley missed that three. Now Johnson with it. Gets it to Hubbard. He'll take the three this time. He'll miss that one as well. And that rebound's tipped around and taken by Bennett's behind the back. Nice move there. 2-on-0, and he's fouled from behind, and he'll head to the free throw line. A nice job there by Ty Bennett, trying to will his team back into this game. Gets the and one there, so cuts the lead to 20 with 4:44 to go in this one. Might be a little too late, but he's giving it everything he's got.
Well, as a senior, this is his last game, so you're not going to leave anything in the bag.
First or free throw up and good for him. Again, Bennett's a 5'9" senior. Could be nearing the end of his career. He wants to keep on playing. 52-33, Elm Creek now with the ball inside to Bartling. Lob into him. He mishandles it but gets it back out to the corner. Johnson now with it. Johnson's layup up and in via the baseline. 54-33, Johnson with another two.
23 in the game to go with a couple of rebounds and just a solid overall game.
He had a good first quarter and now is picking the pace up again in the third quarter, and it'll be tipped and out of bounds. Elm Creek will send in mass substitutions. We'll see Devin Hollowell coming in. We'll see Nick Mostek coming in. We'll see Austin Fraser checking back in. Jake Fields is in. And I believe Austin Stolp in. And so five in for Elm Creek. Three-pointer now for Bennett's is up and good. So Bennett's, again,
17,
trying as hard as he can. 17 of Wilcox Hildreth's 36 now. Now Fraser with it. Gets it off to Fields. Fields back to Fraser. Top of the key now, left side. That was Hollowell. Hollowell has it on the left side. He's going to go top of the key. Dish it over to Fields. Fields back to Fraser. Back to Hollowell. Now Fields. Elm Creek content with just running their offense, wait until they get a good look. No need to rush it here when you're up by 18 in this one with 3:20 to go. Mostek with it. Now to Hollowell. Three-pointer will be taken, and back of the iron, no good. Gets his own rebound with Frazier and then kicks it out to Mostek. Now it's to Fields, and Fields driving to the lane will be hit with a body there. Just the fifth team foul on Wilcox Hildreth. That was on Marshall Jeldon, just his first. Dimmadog checking back into the game. And it looks like Wilcox Hildreth subbing out the seniors, I believe. Ty Bennett's coming out, as is Shane Farley and Matthew Heinrichs. Heinrichs a sophomore, however. And Wilcox Hildreth will turn Elm Creek over, down in this game, 3 minutes to go in this one. Dimmadog working top of the key. He'll go right side and dribble it off his foot and out of bounds. So turnover on the Falcons. Again, down by 18.
They've kept Dimadog from going off because he can get hot, start driving, start hitting some shots, and really go off on you. He only has 2 points here in the ballgame.
Good athletic player getting guarded by equally as athletic players. Didn't get quite the numbers we saw him get last night. Was Dimadog. Now Hollowell with it. Gets it into the corner. Frazier with it. Over to Fields. Now Hollowell. Hollowell gets it to Mostek. Mostek finds Frazier. Frazier finds a wide open Hollowell. Shot up from three, no good, and rebound will be unfortunately tipped off of Dalton Penny. So Elm Creek will keep the ball, and more substitutions now for Wilcox Hildreth. Subbing out Jeldon, Dimadog. Fouts is coming out as well. Fouts a junior. Getting a good hand from the crowd. You know, a heck of a season for these Falcons.
And Coach Tyrone's giving them a nice handshake and a pat on the back and saying thanks for all their hard work all season and for the seniors for the last 4 years.
Heck of a good effort tonight. Well, Elm Creek, a tough matchup for any team. Wilcox Hildreth going to come up short in this one. 2:10 to go in this one. Hollowell with it for the Buffaloes. Gets it to Stalp. Stalp now inside, and he'll find
Nate Barling.
Nate Barling. I saw Barling, and I was like, that's not the Barling I remember. But Nate Barling gets it, and he nailed it, and he'll go to the free throw line as well. Foul will be on Jeldon, I believe. Nope, it'll be on Penny. His third. Checking into the game for Elm Creek now. 52. I don't have a 52 on my program, so...
LaShawn Thornabar.
LaShawn Thornabar.
And he comes up with a rebound.
There you go. LaShawn now. Shot up and no good for him. Rebound to Cedar for Wilcox Hildreth. Cedar now into the game for the Falcons. 150 to go in this one. Left side and dribbling off his foot was Lance Aspergren. He'll check into the game as well. A lot of new faces out there. Checking into the game for Elm Creek now, Tyrone Hubbard, giving Nate Barling a rest. Tyrone, a 6'1" sophomore. 140 to go in this one, a 20-point lead for Elm Creek, 56-36. And LaShawn Thornabar into the game. Inside to Hubbard. Hubbard finds a cutting Brock Miner, and Miner will get 2 points. Finds the stat column tonight. And Wilcox Hildreth now goes into the right corner with Aspergren. Aspergren finds Van Langeham. Back to the top to Cronin. Colby Cronin into the game for Wilcox Hildreth. Now it's back out to Van Langeham. Inside, and it'll be tied up there. And the possession arrow will be with Wilcox Hildreth. So a lot of young faces getting some varsity action here. Again, checking back into the game, Nate Barling. He'll give Devin Hollowell a breather. Under a minute to go in this one. Again, Elm Creek will advance on to the sub-district semifinal. Final three-pointer there in the corner for Cedar. Shot up no good. Rebound to Cronin. Cronin now. Picks up his dribble, looking for a little help. Tipped away there by Elm Creek. So we'll get his dribble back. Now try to work one-on-one again. Gets it into the corner to Van Langeham. Van Langeham, shot up. Fake, goes to the right baseline. Tipped away there, blocked away. And rebounded out to Nathan Barling. Now Elm Creek with it, 28 seconds to go. And trying to find the open man, a turnover there for Jake Fields. Fields will turn that one over with 25.8 to go in this game. Again, you're listening to 1460 and 1550. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. 20 seconds to go in this one. Cronin with it. Gets it over now to Van Langeham. Van Langeham back to Cronin. Cronin goes right side. Goes up for a shot. Shot up, no good. And a foul. He'll be going into the line to shoot two. Foul was on Dalton Penny, Nate Barling, his first free throw, back of the iron and no good for Cronin. Colby Cronin will get another crack at it now. Down 22 in this one. Bends the knees, high arc, back of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down there by Hubbard for Elm Creek. He'll get it to Fields. Fields will break the timeline with 4 seconds to go. Try to get one more shot here. Goes up, left layup, rolls around, no good. Rebound, Aspergren, and that'll do it. Elm Creek will advance with a 58-36 victory over the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons, who will end their season with a 17-6 record. Heck of an effort here, but Elm Creek just a little bit too strong for the Falcons. We'll take a break. We'll have the Misco Sports post-game show. We'll give you all the numbers, preview the second matchup, and a lot more. Again, the Misco Sports post-game show coming up next.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School for the D19 sub-district playoff action. You're listening to the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games you play, doing so for years, and will do so for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. Go see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Well, Elm Creek wins it 60-36. And with the numbers, Randy Bushcutter.
All right, let's check things here for Wilcox Hildreth, who will end their season tonight. They were led by a senior, Ty Bennett, with 17 points, one of two players in double digits here for the Falcons. As he finishes with 17, Shane Farley, also a senior, he finished with 10 on the night. Then after that, the scoring really fell off here for the Falcons, as that's 27 of their 36 points. 3 points for Marshall Jelden. Ivan Dimadog finished with 2, Matt Heinrichs with 2, and Tristan Farley with 2 points as well. Unofficially leading the rebounding was Bennett's with 5. Tristan Farley also finished with 5, and Shane Farley with a couple of rebounds here for Wilcox Hildreth. Now for Elm Creek, the number one seed here in the sub-district. They will advance with their win tonight. They were led by Zach Johnson, who scored 23 points unofficially. Nick Crowley with 19 to go with 8 rebounds. Jake Bartling with 6. Gabe Hubbard with 4. Austin Frazier with 2. Brock Miner with 2. Nate Bartling also with 2 points unofficially in the ball game. We had them shooting in the first half about 12 of 19, so they shot about 60%, over 60% in the first half, and that's about where we have them for the game, shooting about 60% from the field as Elm Creek wins this one very comfortably with a final of 60-36. And some of the other numbers we can kind of point out, Elm Creek winning the rebounding battle by 6. In terms of turnovers, they also did about 8 better in terms of number of turnovers throughout the course of the game. I mean, really every statistical category out there was won here by Elm Creek, and they win it by a score of 60-36.
All right, 60-36 in this one. We'll take a break. We'll give you some more numbers. We'll preview game 2 here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up next.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Alongside Randy Bushcutter, I'm Jeff Babel. Get your game on at Misco's now. You'll be better equipped for the games you play again. Final here was 60-36. Elm Creek, the one seed, advancing to the sub-district final. They'll face the winner of our next game between Overton and Amherst. We'll have that game tipping off in roughly 26 and a half minutes. Again, Wilcox Hildreth will end their season at 17-6. So they are officially out. They were very unlikely to get a wild card. We got a few more stats for you. I believe we got a few more rebounding stats for you.
Yeah, unofficially, we had Elm Creek with 21 rebounds, Wilcox Hildreth with 15, and that's an indication of just how often the ball went into the hole whenever Elm Creek shot it. Not that many misses at all. And in terms of turnovers, again, about a 5 turnover margin here for Elm Creek. It was 15-10, and that's pretty good to taking care of the basketball unofficially here for Elm Creek in the ball game, only turning it over about 10 times. And again, for Wilcox Hildreth, that's not too shabby either, but again, just much better shooting here for Elm Creek as they're able to advance and take on a familiar foe. Doesn't matter who wins this next game between Amherst or Overton. It's going to be a team that they've seen a couple of times throughout the course of the year. In fact, this will be the third matchup with Overton if they get together. It is a final over at the sub-district over at Kearney High in Class C1. Gibbon, no problem with Broken Bow, 73-55, and they'll advance to take on the winner of the Minden-Kearney Catholic game that is also scheduled for 7:45 over at Kearney High. At last report, Ravenna over Stapleton-McPherson County, 52-12 at halftime. So we'll have a running clock in a sub-district game. And it was Donovan Trumbull leading at 33-23 over Blue Hill at halftime on one of the toughest sub-districts that has been drawn in the last few years in Class C2, as you have, I think it's three teams rated in the top seven in the state, plus factor in that the defending state champion is in that sub-district as well. A very, very tough sub-district, as St. Cecilia will be taking on Southern Valley also with that second game of the night at 7:45. All those games are on the Breeze 94.5.
Yeah, I was looking at that. If everything went chalk, Randy, in the sub-districts, I think all three of those teams would have a very good chance of getting in. As weird as that sounds, the two wild cards would be. But and that's asking a lot to have all the...
That's
going to
fall just right.
Perfectly.
Just right, yeah.
Similar to what we have here, Overton would be in that seat where they'd be just sitting there, maybe waiting, but if everything fell through, Overton would get in with that first or that wild card here in D1. The thing I want to take away from this game, Randy, was a heck of a job. Overton got a lot, Elm Creek got a lot of great looks inside. Crowley with looks inside, and then Johnson on the outside did well as well. And then for Wilcox Hildreth, try as he might, Bennett's just willed his team, but it just wasn't enough. It was kind of like 2-on-1 all night, and the team with 2-1 tonight.
Yeah, and again, when you get your points from other means, other resources, both inside and outside, it really will open things up for you, and that's exactly what Elm Creek did tonight. And again, rated number one in the state in the Omaha World Herald. They're third in wild card points. I mean, these guys are no fluke. There's a reason that they've been successful all season long, and they certainly were able to do what they do best tonight, and that is be very, very efficient offensively. They set the pace and never really allowed Wilcox Hildreth, at least in the second half, to really come back into this game. They didn't do anything foolish to hurt themselves. Not like, let's just work the clock and then try to take as much time as possible. They just ran their offense. When they got a good look, they took it, and they continued to expand their lead and didn't play tight, you know, where you sometimes hold on to the ball and then forget the score. So they looked awfully, awfully good.
An excellent performance tonight for Elm Creek. Again, winning this one 60-36.
Want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School for the D19 sub-district. You're listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at MISCO's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Jeff Babel here alongside Randy Bushkutter. Pleased to be joined by head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, Tanner Cavaney. Tanner, heck of a job tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your message to the team, you know, in this sub-district? It seemed like there was four quality good teams coming in, four teams rated in the top 12 in the PowerPoint.
Yep.
So you had to be a little wary of a possible upset tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have to say a lot when you're playing conference schools. You just kind of let your seniors take care of that, and you know, there's a little bit of pride on the line with that and everything like that. So, you know, all the credit goes with the kids. You know, they did a great job. We got off to a good start. We got the ball rolling there a little bit. We had a little lull there a little bit, but after that, I thought we did a good job of controlling the game after that.
Yeah, we had, Johnson with 23 and Crowley with 19. Just talk about their efforts tonight.
I'm fortunate to coach two really, really good ball players. And on top of being good ball players, they're unselfish kids. They're good team leaders. And I thought they did a really good job of picking and choosing the shots they took. We got some good motion in the half court. We got some good ball movement. And again, we got certain kids in certain spots for certain shots. So they did a really good job of that.
I thought you were doing a good job working inside to Nick. And then when that worked, it freed up everybody on the outside.
Yeah, we got some kids who can hit the shots on the outside. So, you know, if we can get a little bit of an inside game going, it kind of opens up some things a little bit. And it'll allow some of our perimeter guys to do some things. And, you know, Zach's, I think, one of the best point guards in the area and maybe the state. And he does a good job of locating different people. And, again, we just got a lot of kids that are really unselfish that do a really good job of maybe not taking a good shot, but creating a great shot for somebody else.
Yeah, you could definitely see that tonight. And final question here for you, Tanner. Now that you've advanced, you can finally look ahead. So just talk about, you know, a possible matchup against either Overton or Amherst tonight.
Two outstanding basketball teams, two teams that are extremely well coached. Should be a lot of fun here. Overton's big and physical, where Amherst can really shoot the ball really well. So, you know, whoever we play on Thursday, we'll put our hard hats on. We'll get to work. So it should be an exciting basketball game here. So,
all right. Thanks for your time, Tanner.
Appreciate it.
Again, Elm Creek wins this one. They'll match up against either Overton either Overton or Amherst. They did beat Amherst early in the year, 66-62, and they fell to Elm Creek both times they played, but they were close games, 66-63 in the season, and in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they did fall 68-52. So that'll be Thursday night. Whoever they play, we'll find out who they will in roughly about 15 minutes away from tip-off here. So we're